The Okotoks Western Wheel will feature candidates for Okotoks Town Council and Mayor leading up to the October 18 election. A vocal member of the Okotoks Ratepayers Association is tossing his hat in the ring for Town Council. Ryan Nix has been considering a run for council for the past 12 months and is focused largely on business support and retention, public engagement and a focus on the needs and wants of the community. Taking care of business is his main objective. With the economic hit we've taken from COVID and the years prior, I felt like we needed some more representation of business owners and people with business experience on council, said Nix, who owns two sign businesses in Calgary. He has been surrounded by the entrepreneurial spirit for most of his life. Both of Nix's parents were involved in owning and running small businesses as well. Moving forward, he said Okotoks Council should set its sights on business recovery and attraction, and he feels well poised to help lead that charge. A main focus should be on economic development, said Nix. We are in competition with Calgary and other surrounding municipalities for businesses to locate in our region. The more businesses Okotoks can attract to town, the more the tax base is diversified as well, which would benefit residents in the long run, he said. As a business owner raising a family in Okotoks, Nix said he feels he can connect with many residents and entrepreneurs in town and bring a unique perspective to the council table. I know what it's about to have to meet payroll and stick handle through these challenging times, said Nix. I've got a little more perspective on what businesses need from town council. That's what I'm hoping to represent, business owners and families who work in small business and are just trying to get by these days with rising inflation and all of that to contend with, as well as possibly reduced incomes from COVID and previous economic challenges. In addition, he said working with the Okotoks Ratepayers Association has taught him a lot about public engagement and the importance of clear communication and taking in all sides of every situation. Nix would like to see more people take part in town surveys, and ensure those surveys are put out with unbiased language so residents are able to give their honest input. He would also be readily available on social media platforms to engage with the community, which he said is of utmost importance in a digital age. I believe every councillor should be available through social media to be available to residents, said Nix. While he said the town is not too bad, as far as responsible spending, Nix would like to take more input from residents and business owners when it comes to larger projects, and ensure the money is being well spent. I'd like to see that in the form of proper business analysis and business cases on each project to show what benefits it's bringing to the town, given the costs involved, said Nix. He said council should be open to feedback and receptive to all opinions, even if it means stepping back and taking a second look at an approved project. It's about being collaborative, he said. It's really important to listen to all sides of any issue and then try to figure out what the best path is for the most people, said Nix. Everybody has their own perspective, so it's important to listen to everybody and make sure when making a decision you've got a full view. He said the tiny homes project is one example of how council should be more connected with its community to garner a better understanding of what the public wants rather than moving forward on something unpopular with residents. Sometimes it means taking a second look or changing decisions to align better with the public, which Nix said he's prepared to do should the need arise, especially given the economic situation and the fact people can't shoulder much more financial burden. I certainly think residents and businesses are not going to be able to absorb any tax increase right now, so you have to keep that in mind, said Nix. Maybe some of these infrastructure projects need to be held off for a little while the economy recovers and people get back on their feet.